Hi there. The word for you today is stand out from the crowd. In Exodus 23 verse 3, we read the words, do not follow the crowd. Mark D. Roberts writes, and I quote, in junior high, a boy named Andrew was the classic nerd. Overweight, thick glasses, skin so white, it seemed he'd never been outside. One day some of the boys began teasing Andrew and making fun of his appearance. I saw the pain in his eyes, knew I should tell the other guys to knock it off, but I saw an opportunity to be aligned with the in crowd. So I joined in, adding my taunts as Andrew began to cry. In my heart, I knew I'd done a terrible thing. Sometimes the temptation to follow the crowd is almost more than we can bear. We crave acceptance to such an extent that we do what we know is wrong so others will like us. This is true not only for insecure junior high boys, but for just about everybody. It's hard to stand up to the crowd. Jesus wasn't ruled by people's opinions. Even as critics acknowledged in Matthew 22 verse 16, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others. What a testimony. When you know who you are in Christ, it frees you from the need to impress. Paul writes, Romans 12 verse 2, the New International Version of the Bible, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Let God remold your minds so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. Look, as painful as it is to be criticized, it's far worse to give up the course God has just for you in order to gain acceptance. At some point, you've got to ask yourself, how much am I willing to lose in order to be accepted? Can you take the pressure? Will you be like Nehemiah, who is famous for these words? Nehemiah 6:3, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. There's a man who knew how to stand out from the crowd.